AB 66 would ban police from using non-lethal weapons such as rubber bullets, pepper spray, and bean bags to force a crowd to disperse. Instead, they would be required to use de-escalation methods, which could include asking people to break up or warning of the imminent use of these weapons so that those who are not involved can get out of the way. This bill would be the first to establish standards for the use of non-lethal weapons. As of now, there are no standards. It would require that a situation be threatening to people in the crowd or to police officers. Gonzalez explains some of the misuses that now occur with these weapons.
And so as a result, some of these weapons were used in a way that even the manufacturer had suggested were not appropriate. Fired indiscriminately in crowds, things like rubber bullets or bean bags. We had tear gas and pepper spray used massively just because people had violated a curfew or they wanted people to disperse. And so we set out to create a bill that would have clear standards for the use of these weapons in the future.
Despite their name, non-lethal weapons have caused many injuries. Leslie Furcron, a Black woman from San Diego, describes her experience with these weapons while at a protest back in May.
I was only at the protest for about 7 minutes before I was shot in the head with a beanbag round. I want to make sure people understand that that was not a beanbag like the kind that kids play with. This was a small bag of fabric filled with lead pellets fired out of a shotgun. I will never forget the pain in my head. It felt like I was on fire. I was bleeding, laying on the ground, and the round was lodged in my forehead. I thank God every day for the kind people who were out there protesting next to me. They helped me up and they drove me to the hospital. I would have died without them. When I got to the hospital, they said the swelling in my brain was so bad that they had to put me in an induced coma.
Furcron goes on to say that she believes people shouldn't be injured with these weapons when they are only exercising their legal right to protest. She says that weapons like the bean bags that she was shot with should be taken seriously, which is why she supports AB 66. Senator Lena Gonzalez from Long Beach explains why it is important for people to be able to protest peacefully.
And so what's really important for us is to continue to allow our residents to peacefully protest. We cannot defend these tactics. Quite frankly, they're warfare tactics. And they have been alluded to a lot of police brutality that we've seen in a lot of our regions. We've seen that police are often not even complying with their own policies locally. And coming from a city that I absolutely adore, I've seen this in two different examples that we've seen on Twitter and all over social media. First with Marisa Baltazar, who actually lost her finger, as many of you know. She was in Long Beach just peacefully protesting and lost her finger. We also have Mr. Guzman Lopez, who is an LAist KPCC reporter, who was struck directly in the neck as well.
Although non-lethal weapons have been deemed non-lethal by police, they are sometimes deadly and always dangerous. The Senate is expected to vote on the bill this week. For KPFA News, I'm Daniel Whitty.